It's the Angels and Rays on Wednesday from Tampa Bay. Picture day for the Rays. These two should always have their pictures taken. In the top of the first inning, future Hall of Famer Albert Pujols steps to the plate. He's got a man on second facing the Rays, Erasmo Ramirez.
And a drive back into deep left center field. That one is gone, and the Angels strike first again. Sixth home run of the year for Pujols.
Closing in on 600.
High fly ball back into straightaway center. Trout's going to go to the wall. He'll look up. Gone! Home run to dead center off the bat of Steven Souza Jr.
Through four, it is 3-2 in favor of the Rays.
Diving stop by Robertson from his knees. Throws him out. What a play.
There's a shot well tagged deep into right center and gone. Home run for Colby Rasmus. There's one hit deep to left. Way back, and that was out of here. Rasmus and Souza Jr. go back to back. Second home run of the game for Souza Jr.
And they get within a game of 500, picking up a 5-2 victory on Wednesday. Erasmo Ramirez, he wins, throwing six innings of two-run ball, and he's 3-0 in the season. The Rays hit three home runs, and they get within a game of 500 again with a 5-2 victory over the Angels. Here's Rays manager Kevin Cash.
Good win. You know, we talked about it. Bouncing back, it was good to see the guys come back after two quiet nights. You know, we got some big home runs, Souza and Colby Rasmus. Two of the guys that might have, you know, we could say were slow the last couple days, and they turned it on for us and came up big in multiple ways. Erasmo was outstanding. You know, even after the two-run homer by Pujols, didn't faze him. We saw a very similar situation the night before with Alex. And I think that's, you know, just comes from the confidence and trusting that, you know, you've got plenty of stuff to navigate through that lineup. And he did a really good job. The bullpen came in and did some good things. Alvarado, Stanek, and then obviously Alex. But for those two young guys to continue to, you know, make big pitches, throw strikes, that's important. And then, you know, the other, Daniel Robertson had a tremendous day at second base. Just a great defensive day.
Yeah, starting with Erasmo Ramirez, you said, what did he do tonight that was so effective when it came to pitching to Cameron Maven?
That's a good question, because whatever he did, we need to bottle that up, because he's had a lot of success against us the last couple years. But I think he just kind of mixed. Threw a couple fastballs in to try to speed him up, and then it opened up some off-speed stuff away. Nothing unusual, but for whatever reason, Cameron Maven and also Andrelton Simmons, they like hitting here at this ballpark, and it was nice to find a way to kind of quiet Maven down, especially where he hits in the lineup in front of Trout and Pujols.
You told us pregame that you expected to see some positives from Steven Souza Jr. What was the difference for him tonight?
Well, his first at bat, he was ready to hit the fastball. You know, I think he swung at a breaking ball, but he was out in front of it and didn't and stayed committed to the fastball and got it and hit it a long way. I mean, that pitch appeared on the Jumbotron that it was, you know, an inch or two off the plate. Then it just shows how he can cover pitches. And then he comes up and gets a breaking ball off his front foot a little bit. But, you know, strong guys can hit him that far. And good to see Colby do the same thing with the fastball ready to hit. That was a big home run to separate it right there from a 3-2 to a 4-2 game.
In the eighth inning, for Ryan Stanek to be able to strike out Mike Trout, what positive effect does that have on his confidence?
Well, hopefully a lot, because, I mean, I think we've showed enough to Ryan Stanek that we're going to throw him out there in some big situations. So if you're striking him out or you know, getting him out or getting Pujols out, you're getting two of the game's best out. So it doesn't get easier, but that should jolt his confidence that he can come in and know that his stuff plays.
Erasmus has been such a jack of all trades for this team. Can you really put into words what he's meant to this club this time here?
Well, a lot. I mean, look, we didn't have him in the rotation to start the year. We knew that he was going to help us in the bullpen and pitch big innings, and then we make a decision that maybe right now it's best for him to go in the rotation. And, you know, he slides in after two starts. After the second start, he's completely built up, ready to go.
And that play with Longo at first base was kind of a weird play. What did they tell you after when you went out there?
You know what? Just that Longo kind of flinched or looked as if he might have attempted to go to second real quickly. You know, it's unfortunate. Understand the play, but, you know, Longo's such a heads-up baseball player. You don't want to see that happen to him. And he probably did the right thing. He just, with a little extra body movement, and put himself in kind of no man's land.
Is intent not part of that?
Like intent.
Like, in other words, if they don't think he's actually trying to go to second, or it's just strictly that he turned.
No. They felt there was intent behind it.
They did.
Okay. Yeah. No, just turning would not cause that.
Is it just a good premonition that the offense was going to come to life tonight, or did you have a reason to know that?
Yeah, Chad Matola told me.
On Thursday, the 4-1 Matt Andrews takes the mound for the Rays against Daniel Wright of the Angels.